It's Ellie. I just wanted to celebrate something with you guys. We have reached 75 followers. I know that most people normally celebrate like every 50 or 100 or something like that, but I wanted a reason to celebrate with you guys. So there are 75 of you guys in my herd, and I am more than excited to see the numbers keep growing, and I wanted to thank you guys all for your support and love and kind words. So to celebrate, we're going to do 25 reflective questions about my GWA journey. As some of you may or may not know, I had an account before this. So some of these questions might seem a little bit weird or off. And I just wanted to point that out. This is not my first account that I have used to post it on GWA. Okay, so let's get started. How long did you lurk until you decided to start posting? What made you take that leap? A friend is a very loose term, actually showed me GWA. I actually don't like watching porn. It doesn't turn me on. For me, it's words, it's sounds that do it for me. So I was very intrigued with GWA, and I probably only lurked for maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. My name made you smiley was the reason why I started posting, because I originally posted on that account, I want to be your fucking whore. And I kind of am attention whore, and I really loved the comments and things that came from me posting that audio. Top three tags you perform or write. So I prefer, recently I've been really into more softer things. So safer work things, soft, gentle. I like to help people with anxiety recordings, bedtime recordings, things like that. Are there any tags you would never perform? Yes. I think everybody has their limits when it comes to performing. For me, I'm not the type where I could do a strong F-dom, like a female dominate thing. I definitely could not get there, but that's okay. I also don't want to do anything like voyeurism or any like scat or urine play, golden showers. Not my cup of tea. Also don't want to learn or know how you make those sounds besides actually doing it. And that's not me. That's not my thing. Build the perfect GWA performer using parts of existing VAs. Whose style would you pick? Whose editing skills would you pick, etc.? So I actually really like Priest of Aphrodite. I like Moon Dance With Me. I really love those two. And I love the comment. I love how often that they can post and stuff like that. I don't have that capability. I'm a very busy lady, but that's okay. I would really love to be able to combine almost their two voices. Like, I really want that British accent. I'm an accent person. I like them. But I really like the deep, like, growl-likeness of Priest's voice. Pick one moment that you cherish the most since you joined the audio community. I've actually been invited on separate like servers and stuff like that to help improve my audios, to improve my editing and things like that. I really love how if you meet someone from the community, we all try to help each other because we're all there for the exact same thing, kind of. We like to have the experience for our followers be the best that they possibly can be. And I'm still learning. I'm not going to lie. I think everybody actually is still on some sort of learning curve. For me, it's a huge one. That's why I've been able to produce lots more audios and stuff lately that have better quality, because I'm slowly learning how to edit, add, and do certain things with audios and manipulation that way with my voice. What's one thing you wish you could have told yourself when you first started? Well, what you see, at least what I saw when I first started, which I really think anybody new that started, don't focus on the amount of followers you get. Don't focus on the amount of karma you get. Everyone has to start somewhere. You're not going to post one audio and hit like 1,000 karma on it. That's just not possible. When you're first starting out, unless something really crazy happens, you're not going to be the best of the best. You're not going to be the top of the top because some of these people have been doing it for years. Just starting out, you're not going to be as good as someone that does this like for 2 years, 3 years, or however long they've been doing it. You just posted your first audio, and it's okay if you only get 20 plays. If you only get 10 plays, hey, you got 10 plays. At least it wasn't ignored. Performers, who are your top three writers? You Make Me Smiley is definitely someone I will go back to over and over and over again. I just like how the scripts lay out and stuff like that. Copen, I don't know how to. I don't know his whole username. So I'm just gonna call him Copen. He knows who he is. I can tag him in the little blurb section or section, sorry. I really like his. His are easy to read. They're straightforward. And I feel like he tries to match it to my voice, which is really cool. Is there anyone you'd want to do a collaboration with? If so, who? There are plenty of people that I want to do collabs with. Plenty of people. I don't have just like a select number of people that I want to. Like anyone that wants to do a collab, let's do it. Let's not do a singing collab though, because to get that to match up, that's impossible. We tried that, did not work well. How do you get your ideas or inspirations for audios? I don't really do ramble flaps or anything like that. Basically, what I try to do to make the best experience possible is I read the script. I edit the script to my taste, my liking, and what I know that my voice can do. And I won't do a script that I know I can't immerse myself into. So if I can't see myself doing it, if I can't see myself being there and doing either the actions or whatever it is, I'm not going to fill that script because I know that it's going to sound somewhat forced. And I don't know if I'm good enough yet at recording to not make it sound forced. How do you prioritize audios to produce first? I don't really think I prioritize. It really matters if a script calls to me, if that makes any sense. Like, there are some scripts where I'm like, oh yeah, I'll fill this. And there's other scripts like, I need to fill this. So the ones that I get that urge of, I need to fill this, I am definitely going to do first. The other ones I do when I have time, or if there just hasn't been something that has been posted out recently that's caught my eye. How do you like to interact with your audience? How do you toe the line between connecting with your audience versus sharing too much about yourself? So, I'd rather, like, I like having a personal experience with my followers. I like being able to communicate with everybody. I try my best to comment on every single comment I get. Messages I generally respond to too, but I know as things progress, I might not be able to get it to everybody. And that's okay. I don't really know how I toe the line. I just kind of do. We handle it when it comes across. How do you handle negative comments or hate messages? I actually don't get too many of these, thank goodness, but then again, I'm not very big or large. But someone's gonna criticize you at one point. And I'd rather someone be somewhat hypocritical of me and me know, so I'm either able to fix the problem if it's fixable, or if they're just being a jerk, then they're being a jerk. I can always just block them. There's a block button for a reason. Use it sometimes. Does anyone in your real life know that you're active in the community? If so, what were their reactions when they found out? So this was the reason why my first account doesn't exist, because someone took my audios and started sharing them publicly where I live, and I was not okay with that. Because this experience is about being, you don't know what I look like, you just know what I sound like. You don't know my name. You only know the tad bits about me that I share, and I want to keep it that way. Is there any aspect of the community that you would like to change? Some things, I don't like some of the rules. I feel like everyone's like that, but it's on certain platforms. And so audio sometimes get taken down or modified or whatever. And I kind of don't like that, but I understand why it's important. What is your favorite part about being in this community? I think I touched on this earlier. I really like how inclusive everything is, at least it's my experience. Like how I pat your back, you pat my back, and I really like how that is throughout the whole, all the servers, at least that I've been on. Have you developed or realized a new kink because of an audio? No. I've known a lot about myself before I got into the audio thing. The audio thing is just what I kind of stumbled on and built from there. What's an underrated content that you wish you've seen more of? I really like the DDLG audios and things like bedtime comfort and things like anxiety comfort on certain things like talking you down from an anxiety attack or, hey, you have endometriosis and that's okay. Let's comfort you about it. I really am a huge, 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 huge supporter on comfort audios. Like, that's my jam, man. I just don't like... Like, I produce them, but I also really love listening to them, but in a man's voice. And sometimes females' voices, too. Like, some of you guys have really amazing voices. Is there a popular kink that you just don't get or think is overrated? There's not much that I don't, like, I'm not into kink shaming. I understand most kinks, I want to say. And so I don't really think anything's overrated. Instead, it's more like, that's just not for me. And that's okay. Some of the stuff I post are probably not for other people. And that's totally okay, too. If you told younger you that you now would be posting erotic audios on Reddit, what would they say to you? Pretty sure she wouldn't be amazed unless she would just kind of blow me off and be like, yeah, whatever. Do you have a routine that gets you into your sexy mood for recording? No. No, I don't. It's just whenever the mood hits, I guess. I don't know. Do you tend to record what you know, or do you like to explore topics you might not be familiar with? I like to record what I know. If there's a script that interests me on topics that I haven't done before, I familiarize myself with it before I post it. Percentage-wise, how much of your porn consumption is audio-based? Pretty damn close to 90%. I wouldn't say it's like 100% because it's a lie because I do look at images, but probably about 90%. What's your favorite audio that you've ever posted and why? So my Hot Cocoa script, I know that it didn't do as, like it did actually pretty well, assuming as though I only have 75 followers right now. But I am the most proud of that script because that was the first time that I did some editing tricks. I added sound effects after I recorded, which isn't something I do a lot, or it wasn't something I did at all, if I'm being honest. So I kind of really, really liked that because it gave me an experience that I will be able to build on from that point forward. For original scripts or improvs, do you start with the character first, the situation, or the sexual aspect? How do you develop them? Which aspects do you spend the most time on? I don't do this. I don't feel comfortable enough doing it yet. Maybe one day I will do a ramble or an improv or original script. I'm just not there at my comfort level yet, and that's okay. If GWA was wiped from existence and you could only save 3 audios, which would they be? Are you asking if I would save my own audios? If so, I want to be your fucking whore I'm proud of, the Hot Cocoa script I'm proud of, and I don't know about the third one, but those are the two that I'd save of mine. I definitely, if it was other people's audios, I'd save one of Mooney's, I'd save one of Priest, and I don't know for the third one because I stick to what I like and I don't venture from that.